Democrat Rashida Tlaib doubles down on calling Trump motherfucker, "I will always speak truth to power." By Joel B. Polak on January 4, 2019. Newly installed Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, is doubling down on her use of the word motherfucker to describe President Donald Trump on her first day in office, tweeting Friday morning, "I will always speak truth to power. I will always speak truth to power. Hashtag unapologetically me." Rashida Tlaib, at Rashida Tlaib, January 4, 2019. Tlaib was celebrated Thursday by Democrats as one of the two first Muslim women in Congress. She took her oath of office on a Quran owned by President Thomas Jefferson and wore a traditional Palestinian robe, thobe, to the swearing-in and first session in the House. Later that evening, however, she appeared at a reception hosted by the far-left MoveOn.org organization and declared, to the cheers of those present, "We're gonna impeach that motherfucker." Congresswoman at Rashida Tlaib tells cheering crowd that Trump impeachment coming. "We're going to go in and impeach the motherfucker pic.twitter.com/oakjicker78 ya." John Levine, at Levine Jonathan, January 4, 2019. Tlaib had already voiced her support for what the left-wing magazine The Nation approvingly called immediate action to impeach Trump. She also attended her swearing-in accompanied by radical Linda Sarsour, the Women's March leader who has come under criticism for anti-Semitic comments and for her organization's ties to Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. The scene outside Rashida Tlaib's new office as she awaits her swearing-in this morning. Linda Sarsour is here, comedian Muammar, Arab American activists, 100 kids from Detroit arrived by bus. Hashtag congresspic.twitter.com/uxpcaneu0. Hannah Alam, at Hannah Alam, January 3, 2019. Tlaib is one of several Democrats involved in the Justice Democrats, a group associated with newly installed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, which seeks to advance a left-wing policy agenda and to replace white, male Democratic incumbents with more diverse candidates. Update: Tlaib released a lengthier statement, refusing to apologize for her language and insisting that Trump absolutely needs to be impeached. Rep. Tlaib doubles down pic.twitter.com/skavnvk7. Josh Lederman, at Josh Npk News, January 4, 2019. Tlaib also published an op-ed in a Detroit-area newspaper Thursday titled, "Now is the time to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump." She declared, "There is no requirement whatsoever that a president be charged with or be convicted of a crime before Congress can impeach him." CNN's Mana Raja reported that fellow Democrat Representative Jim Costa of California rejected Tlaib's language, calling it inappropriate. Correction: this article earlier misidentified Rashida Tlaib as the first Palestinian-American member of Congress. She is not.